Monday morning, and it is the Pensacola Expert Panel. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Malcolm, how are you?
Wonderful. World order has been restored.
Oh, top of the morning.
You are back with us.
I am here for today, that is for sure.
Oh, only today?
Yes, we're spending some time today, although I do enjoy spending my time here and being able to hang out. And hang out with you if you want to text in 437-1620. We'd love to hear from you this morning. How was your weekend?
Fairly quiet. I must admit, I did not watch the Olympics.
Oh, okay.
It was on at an odd time when I was doing other things.
Okay.
I wanted to watch the closing ceremony.
So you did not see any of it?
I did not see any of it. On the morning news, I saw where Tom Cruise sort of dropped in, so to speak.
Listen, I will just say, okay, so you brought it up. I didn't bring it up, and I wasn't going to. But it was almost cool. I'm not going to lie. I'm really not into the Hollywood glamour. Mm-hmm. You know this.
Like, yeah.
We like to talk about their fashion or lack thereof.
Oh, we like to criticize.
Yes.
We
love to judge people. Let's just call it what it is. But it was kind of cool, that passing of the flag, the torch, the baton, call it what you will. With it being in LA in 2028, it made sense for there to be Hollywood theatrics.
Yes, yes.
And I just didn't know it was going to be Tom Cruise. I thought maybe like Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I thought, you know, that would have made sense because he's all buff and a big guy. But I guess, you know, motorcycle part and riding
Tom
through.
Tom is the Mission Impossible.
He is quintessential Hollywood.
Yeah.
He is.
Yeah.
For the past 30 years.
About 50 years, I think.
Really?
Yeah. We're being harsh. He's a lot older than he looks, I know.
He is a lot older than he looks. I mean, that Botox is really working.
Yeah.
Now we're really being judgy.
I must admit, I kind of enjoy his movies. He made some great movies.
My kids did not know who he was at first. They were like, who is that guy? And I said, it's Maverick.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, because they didn't see the original one.
I watched parts of the second version.
You saw the second time.
The original, I thought, was so much better, personally.
Right. That's usually how it goes.
Yeah.
But once I said, oh, yeah, it's Maverick from Top Gun, they were like, oh, okay, that makes sense. Why is he on a motorcycle? Of course, oh, the airplane made sense, right? But
yeah.
I thought it was kind of cool to see, what was the girl's name who played the national anthem? Her? Literally, her name is Her, I think, H-E-R. It's either she or her.
Okay.
She's the gorgeous young black woman who plays the guitar. That's kind of what she's known for. Mm. She did a phenomenal, phenomenal job. Just knock your socks off kind of job. And then, of course, it was hilarious that they brought the flag all the way, you know, obviously, it's all theatrics, but they brought the flag all the way to L.A., and then there's the beach there, and then the Red Hot Chili Peppers start playing. I'm like, that is so America, except
that
for...
That is Hollywood.
Yeah, it's just, that's the West Coast of America, if that's what you think. So if you watched it, you can text in 437-1620. But you know what? I fell asleep most of the time. I had to watch the highlights later, so it's okay.
Hmm. Yeah, it's always on YouTube afterwards, so I am going to watch it. It was just an inconvenient time that it was on last night.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Olympics, I don't get excited as some. I was excited that the U.S. won the most medals and that Britain was third.
Yeah.
Little old Great Britain.
So I thought that was impressive.
Yeah, I kind of have a foot in both camps, as you know.
Yeah.
So I was pleased about that.
Overall, I thought it was an excellent 17 days.
Yes, they did a fine job.
And I feel like as I get older, I'm more impressed.
Yeah. I still can't figure out why the Seine River was polluted one day and not the next.
I don't think that that's a thing. I'm going to go ahead and say there's probably not enough bleach to get all the funk out. But yeah. You know what? You can tell yourself whatever you want to tell yourself and believe it, right? Because if you say, oh, it's clean and that makes you feel better, jump right in. But you don't see me swimming in the Hudson River.
No.
And to me, it's about the same thing.
Yeah.
We don't know what's being dumped or dumped in there.
so to speak. Yes.
So to speak. Call it what it is.
This is a family show.
Have you been to Paris?
No, I haven't.
Neither have I.
And I've been, you know, obviously on the southern British coast, which is just 20 miles from France and, I don't know, 50, 60 from Paris, whatever. No, I never did make the trip. I should have, and I will
should have too. When I lived over there, and I didn't. I don't know. And I was offered. I was offered like a train ride.
Well, you know, there's always been this kind of friction between Brits and the French. It only goes back about 1,000 years from the Norman conquest of 1066.
It's not bitter at all.
You know, Napoleon. And
talk about holding on to grudges. I'm just still upset at the guy who cut me off this morning. Like, but 1,000 years, yeah, it might be time to have a little bit of a mediation.
Yes. Back in the day, and still, I think lots of people, Brits, love to go to Spain, mm-hmm. which is a great place. Sun always shines, seems to. After the dreary British weather. And so anyway, back to the point.
Right.
No, I haven't been to Paris. And one day I will correct that.
One day and we'll eat a baguette.
Yeah, with some wine. Yeah. I don't make me wear one of those berets.
I think I could totally see that. Actually, I could probably see you being like a French mime. The black and white stripes and your pants hiked up to your belly button. In your white gloves, you just channel your inner Michael Jackson too.
That's going to take a lot of glasses of wine.
I was acting out while we were doing, while I was talking about it on air. So you just imagine I'm back here miming for Malcolm. No, you know what? I'm glad though that the Olympics are in the past. It's kind of nice to kind of settle that. And then it moves on. You have something to look forward to. The Paralympics are coming up. August 27th or is 26th? I can't really think right now, but it's coming up. So that's something to celebrate too,
you know,
which
not,
I think is very impressive.
Not wishing to be a damper on things, but I was reading a report where the cost they estimated was $33 billion to put on the Olympic Games.
Oof.
Which sounds like a lot of money. Plus, most of the French people
that's the understatement left, of the century.
Left town. And so the restaurants were complaining that they weren't as busy. The airlines had unsold seats.
Oh,
so,
wow.
But it's become more of a worldwide television event.
It really is.
And the problem with, I went to the Olympics in Atlanta, and the problem is that the events are far flung, and you sort of feel so isolated. You go watch the gymnastics, as I did, and, well, I was far away from the action, but you don't get the feeling of the Olympic Games. It's I don't know quite how to describe it, but you feel very isolated.
Okay, that makes sense, though.
Yeah.
No, we don't, and we don't like that part. No, not good. But you know what? I'm excited to see what happens when it gets to LA.
Now,
in 2028, we don't even know what it's going to be like.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
It'll be very fun. That's something I would love to save up for. If you could go to see any Olympic event, which one would it be?
Well, funny you should ask, but in the next Olympic Games, cricket is going to be one of the sports.
Oh, that's cool.
And I would go to watch that. Absolutely.
Okay. Mine would be soccer, or in your land, football. So like that's probably where I would go. But cricket that's a fun game to play.
Yes.
It's a very fun game to
play. Most Americans aren't really aware of it, but it's
My stepdad was British, so it's okay. Oh, yeah.
So you know all about it.
Yeah, my family. Yeah. So I know all about that.
Sticky Wicket and
oh yeah,
and Maidenovas and things like that.
And in New Jersey, it's actually more common than not.
Mm.
So it's a fun game to play. Hey, it's 9:46. We got to take a quick break here. If you'd like to text in, are you glad the Olympics are over? Did you like the closing ceremony? What did you like? What are you looking forward to? You can text in 850-437.
Well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, my hands are shaky and my knees.
We're back here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Good morning to you and happy Monday. I mentioned it before. Happy back to school day to all the students, the kiddos, the moms, the pops, and the teachers.
Yes. I saw lots of school buses out this morning. And kids looked enthusiastic to be going back to school, I think, anyway.
I think some parents are very excited. I was different. I was a different parent. I cried every time my kids went back to school. I would literally stand there and cry. And they'd be like, Mom, we're fine. Stop crying.
I still remember my oldest boy, first day at school. He just cried and cried for his dad. They call me and say, you're going to have to come down here.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so I had to go down and calm him down.
How precious is that? Oh, that's a good connection to have. That shows your connection with him.
Yes.
And now, years later, you're still connected.
Yes, very much.
And you're very proud of him. So I think that's awesome. It's okay to cry.
Now, we were just talking in the break, but we need a little bit of good old Pensacola good sense at the Olympics. I refer, of course, to the medal controversy, Jordan Chiles, and the bronze medal. I think that the solution is very simple. We give them both a medal, bronze medal.
Exactly.
I think that.
Why torture them? It just seems...
Yeah.
We could avoid this. It just kind of seems like prolonged drama. We don't need it, you know? Mm.
No, it'll taint the Olympic Games, the memory afterwards. I think it's
right.
Let's leave on a good note.
Exactly.
Excuse me. And you know, when you train hard for 4 years for your moment in the Olympics, and then this happens. I mean, I don't know the relative merits of the whole thing. I don't know enough about gymnastics, but I do know a little bit about fairness. I think I do anyway. So let's just solve it and give them both. I don't think it detracts from their achievement to give both.
Yeah.
Maybe some of our listeners disagree.
Sure. I mean, if you do, 437-1620. It doesn't hurt, though. I'm not negating anything, but it's bronze. It's not like it's a double gold medal.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And it was technicalities.
Yeah. As I understand it, they had 1 minute to lodge an appeal. Apparently, they did it in 47 seconds, the coach claims.
Sure.
Jordan's coach. Now, I'm assuming that she is being very truthful. That being the case... maybe it's, as they say, a communications issue.
Right. But you know what? Even still, I just
what
think
we have here is a failure to communicate.
Exactly. Well, and that probably happens more often than not. But you know what? I think that it just doesn't hurt. And it just kind of seems like, in my opinion, it seems as though they're just trying to stay in the news a little bit longer. You know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a good point. Could be.
And we could avoid that. Let's move on. Let's move on from all of that. And let's just congratulate every medal winner and participant.
They should just bask in the great afterglow.
Did you watch any of the breakdancing? I have to bring it up.
I saw a little bit on the news.
Okay.
Well... Call me old-fashioned, often have. But I don't know that that's sport. I don't know. Yeah, okay, I suppose. We've got to be inclusive. As old fuddy-duddies have to say, it's a new world, it's a new time, and break dancing is a thing. So, okay, I'm for it.
So, I mean, some of it was pretty impressive, I'm not going to lie.
I would think as they get older, some of those people are going to have terrible problems with their neck, I would think.
I had problems just watching it.
Yeah.
I can feel people's pain, and I felt it. That was a lot. That was a lot of movement. I don't know what else to call it. That was a lot. But I don't know. I think it's a different type of sport.
I don't know that it should be a sport. I think it's a dance. It should be in a dance competition, I would think.
Right. That's true. That's true. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I'm just like, it just is a bizarre thing to throw into the Olympics that are poised and respected.
Understand, it's not going to be in the next Olympics. So
I think that that was a trial and error situation.
More error than trial, dare I say?
Yeah, I'd say it's, that would probably be it. Okay. Well, let's take one more break before I have to let you go. It is 9:55. You're listening to News Radio Pensacola. Of course, big shout out to everybody who competed in the Olympics and did their best. Of course, America for bringing home the most gold, as always, made me very proud to be an American. And that's also part of it. So I like looking back and reflecting on it. So thank you, Malcolm. We'll be right back with more with Malcolm. We are wrapping up our time with our friend Malcolm Ballinger. Of course, head online, ballingerpublishing.com, to check out this month's issue of Pensacola Magazine, Downtown Crowd, all of the above, ballingerpublishing.com. And it was great to hang out with you.
Yeah, it was great to see you. Come back often and visit.
I will try. I will try my best. Like I mentioned, today is the first day back to school for all the kids. And so my kids' first day back to school is next week. Mm. And so we're entering the fun zone is what I will call it. And so it was great, though, to hang out for a little bit before we get, you know, caught up in all of that. And of course, it's always great seeing you.
Good to see you.
And of course, it's great to judge people with you. I'm teasing.
Yes, I hope nobody's listening. Well, I shouldn't say that, but you know what I mean.
Well, I hope nobody's judging us for judging.
Yes, that's a better way to put it.
That's actually how we will put it. And then, of course, we have next coming up on the Pensacola Expert Panel, we have a friend of yours.
Yes, my good friend, Don Quinn.
Rear Admiral Don Quinn will be here in studio. I actually believe he's out there. I can hear him chit-chatting because the Navy will be commissioning Richard M. McCool Jr. And so we are getting ready for that. So stay tuned. We have more coming up here on the Pensacola Expert Panel.